Bibles to Genesis chapter 37. Is John Boy back there with Yost? Okay, here's Grandpa's title. Don't lose your dream. Where's John Boy today? Lima. Okay, he's over with Brother Billy. Okay. Don't lose your dream. My grandson's running the booth. Austin, got to break these young kids in, amen? Don't lose your dream. That's the title. I'm glad you could come here today. I was so discouraged. I seen them weather forecast yet on Friday, and I was moaning. I get in a bad mood, and Saturday I'm pouting, jumping around. Rosie says, just calm down. It'll be all right. You know, I'm glad we got to be here. Amen. Dave Yost and his crew did a great job clearing out this parking lot for us. I got to witness to one of the fellows. I brought him up some soda pop, some Sprite, and some cookies. And got to talk to one of them. Talk to him about his salvation. Be excited when some of those boys get saved. Amen. Pray for the jail ministry. We're seeing great things happen there. Several men have trusted Christ as their Savior. Some of the men that was in the jail ministry I've seen them come to our church. There's some even today in our church. We're so thankful for that great ministry. Amen. I'm looking for great things in 2009. I really am. Our youth program's going good on Fridays. Special needs children going good out there. By the way, there's a church looking at our building. They've, matter of fact, they've already toured it once, and they're trying to be with Bobby to see it again. And we'll see what God does. Amen. We're not going to borrow any money, so we're going to need to sell this to build. Amen. Brother Dave, could you turn that heater? Yeah, no, that's our heater. It is warm. Man, that's hotter than bath water. That's warm. Yeah. We're trying to get down to Naples somehow. We just don't know how to do it yet. That's as warm as the Gulf water, I'm going to tell you right now, as I felt it this morning. That brand new heater. Man, is that thing... You ought to see the waves it makes. You can almost go surfing in there now, you know? I hope that's what it is. Yep. That might be Austin's end. That's a speaker. Who knows some more things about that? You got to push a little lever, Austin. If we're driving something too high. Pastor Dave, when you get down with that heater, go back to the sound system, too. You know anything about that sound system? Good to be alive, amen? Okay. Yeah. Genesis chapter 37. Why don't you stand with me for reading of God's word? It's gotta be the panel board. There he found it. Did you find it, Aust? Good, Aust. Give Austin a great hand. Not bad for 14 years old. You gotta see him pitch a baseball. Those are about 80 miles an hour already. Yeah, I told him I wanted to go be a big time ball player, make millions of dollars, so he can take care of me and grandma for the rest of our life. Amen. Okay. I want to give you my heart today. I want to encourage you today. I'm glad you're here. Genesis chapter 37. By the way, Mary McDaniel is having trouble with her back. And so pray for Mary McDaniel. She's not feeling well. There's just a lot of people. We got to turn that down again, Mark. Where are you at? Or Austin? Okay. A little higher now, Austin. Higher, lower. Alrighty. Tough breaking in it. Okay. Look at Genesis 37:5. I want to talk to you about a dream. You young people, listen to me today. I want to talk to you about something for your life, and you old people too. And Joseph dreamed a dream. How do we see that? Genesis 37:5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Boy, it's amazing when you tell people about dreams that God gives you. Sometimes they get jealous. Even in the Christian, a lot of times you say, God wants us to do it. Oh, no, he won't want us to do that. You know, people need to have a vision. He said to them, hear, I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we have binding sheaves in the field. If we can't get it fixed, look, just leave it off, son. Grandpa, I've got such a great voice, volume, that I'll run it without the microphone. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf alone, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. They bowed down to him. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And by the way, he's the youngest. And they always had seniority back then. The oldest was in line. Whoever was the oldest, they were the boss. Here's a young one saying, you're going to bow down to me. Are you with me? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And verse 9, and he dreamed yet another dream. And he told it to his brethren. By the way, did you notice? Every time he had a dream, he told it to his brethren. Every time he got something from God, he told it to his brethren. When you know God gives you something, don't be afraid to share it with the brethren. Last year, I stood before you, and I said, I told you in January of last year, 2000, I said, I believe God spoke to me. He said, we're up 80 new members. Brother Bob wrote it down. And by the way, we saw that. If we didn't see it, we saw pretty up close to it. And we're going to see four more come in today that were actually from 2008, but now are coming in 2009. When you know God gives you something, don't be afraid to share it. Don't flap your jaws unless you know God tells you. When I know God really tells me something, I tell you. I told you, told me not to borrow money. And it was a smart thing to do, not to borrow money. And he dreamed yet another dream. He told his brethren, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Those 11 stars, those are the 12 tribes of Israel. He's the 12th one. Joseph's the number two. And he told it to his father and to his brother, verse 10. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee and to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the sayings. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious word of God. And I pray, Lord, I believe a few weeks ago, you came down and you hugged me from heaven. I believe that. And Lord, I pray that I can put in these people's heart what you put in my heart that day as I sat in my kitchen, really a little discouraged. But God, you came down and hugged me from heaven and gave me a new heart and a new dream. A dream not to give up on. And Father, I just pray that you'll bless us now. Help me to be a blessing to our people, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse 5 said, Joseph dreamed a dream. Listen to me. Everyone should have a dream. Every one of you should have a dream. Every one of you should have a goal. Something to work for. Something to live for. The saddest people on the earth are people that have no reason to get up for in the morning. You young people, get you a dream. Get you a goal. Get you a vision to do something with your life. You know, people go through life. You wonder, why is my life so stagnant? You need to have a vision. What does God want you to do with your life? We're not just here to wander by without a vision and direction.
direction. God wants us to serve him and dream for him and do for him.
See, the reason a lot of people are so discouraged, they've lost their dream. I'll be honest with you, a few weeks ago I told David, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I told David, I wish I could have been here long enough to see that building built. Because I know it's God's will someday that we'll be the church. That's your future. This ain't your future. Out there's your future. And I told David, I said, David, I wish I could live long enough and see it, to see you have that dream come true. See, I was looking at the world, Mike. Brother Kenny, I was looking at the outward of the world. How the world's economics are dropping and all kinds of things are happening. We're not going to borrow money, so. But you know what? Then God, 2 weeks ago, squeezed me. Said, hey, why'd you lose your dream? Don't lose your dream. Don't lose your dream. I want to talk to you this morning about not losing your dream. Amen? Notice, a dream brings hope. A dream brings a challenge. You challenge you to live and work for that dream to come to pass. Listen, Joseph had to go through a lot of great things before his dream was fulfilled. Do you ever realize what Joseph went through? And before Joseph's dream was fulfilled, he had to suffer hardships. He had to suffer trials. And he had to get put in prison. Hello? Look at verse 2. How old was Joseph when he got his dream? He was 17. Verse 2. He was 17 years old. Are you with me? Stay in Genesis. I'm going to show you a little thing. We're going to take a quick span of these years of Joseph's dream. The dream was not fulfilled, though. How old was he when he had that dream? Okay. How old was he when he had that dream? He was 17 years old, and he had that dream. Now, I want you to turn to me, Genesis 41, 46. Now, we're going over some of the story ahead of time, but we'll do it. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Are you with me? How old was he there? 30. How old was he when he first got the dream?
17.
Okay. Now, look at Genesis 42, verse 5 through 9. And the sons of... How many are in Genesis 42, 5? And the sons of Israel came to buy corn. Remember, there was a famine. How many are with me? And God did cause that famine because he wanted things to work out. He had a plan for them. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came for him, for the famine, and was in the land of Cana. And Joseph was the governor. Remember Pharaoh raised him up because he could tell him what about his dreams? He told him there was going to be 7 good years and 7 bad years. And Joseph was the governor of the land, and he that sold all to all the people of the land. And by the way, Joseph was the head honcho. Below Pharaoh, he was the number one guy. He was just underneath the Pharaoh. So he was a big wig. Amen? Here's a kid that came from the jail, and now he's running the place. And Joseph's brethren came, and what did they do in verse 6? They bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. How many see that? And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew not them, but he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Cana to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. And Joseph, look at verse 9. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them. How many see that? I'm telling you, everyone ought to have a dream. I'm telling you that if you don't have a dream, you need to get one today. Look up here. Some of you young people, you have no idea what you want to do with your life. You need to get a dream. Say, God, what do you want on my life? You need to get some goals. You need to get a vision. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. You wonder why we got people wondering with no direction? They need a vision. Hello? Some of you are just going through life saying, I don't know what God wants. I'm just here. Why don't you get by yourself with God and pray and say, God, what do you want to do with my life? God, what do you want to do with my life? Are you still with me? Some of you young people, young married couples, you ought to get to say, God, what do you want to do with my life? What do you want to do with my family's life? God, what do you want me to do for you? You ought to get a dream. You ought to get a goal. You ought to get a vision. You ought to get a challenge to do something this year for God. Notice, Joseph had a dream. How old was he when he had that dream? How old was he? And then it says in verse 4, the verse prior to this, he was 30. So, he was 17 when he got the dream, Ryan. He was 30 years old when he fulfilled the dream. David waited 13 years. 13 years before the dream came to pass. See, some of you get dreams, and I've done it myself. Listen to me. Some of you need to hear this. Some of you got dreams, and they didn't come to pass right away, and you gave up on your dream. You said, I guess it isn't possible. I guess maybe it wasn't meant to be. No. If God really gives you a dream, it's meant to be. Trouble is, Brother Mike, we want God, our dreams from God in our time and not God's time. Joseph waited, Miss Mert, 13 years. 13 years before that dream came to pass. Kenny, I wonder if there was ever times that as he was going through all those hardships and heartaches and sorrows, if he said, God, boy, I wonder if this thing's ever going to happen, what you said. Hard for them to bow down when I'm in jail. Hard for them when I'm in captivity. Real quickly, I'm going to give you a scan. Go back to Genesis 37. I'm just going to give you some real quick things. Are you in Genesis 37? I'm going to give you a short overview of these 13 years because I want to give you some truth from it. In Genesis 37:5, he got a dream. How old was he? Okay. Then he got another one. And he told his brothers both times, by the way. And by the way, after he had that dream, his brothers got mad at him. Don't be surprised sometimes if you know, a lot of times people that don't want to go forward for God, they won't be excited about your dreams. Listen, not everybody's excited about going out and building a new building. Hello? They haven't seen the dream yet. Hello? And by the way, I don't have to have that new building. I'm going to serve God. I'll serve God in this building until the rapture if it needs me. But I'm telling you right now, he gave me a dream, and that dream's out there. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw the country collapsing, and it might collapse, I was, Grandma, I'm just being honest with my church. I was giving up on my dream. And God came down in my kitchen a couple weeks ago. And he said, hey, bud, what's wrong with you? You're not a quitter. What's wrong with you? You're a winner. What's wrong with you? Have I ever let you down? Have I ever lied to you? Have I ever done it? No, God, no. I wish I would have saw it. Wish I could see it. Have you lost your dream? Well, God, you know. No! 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 Did I give you the dream? Well, yes, you did, Lord, and I told the whole church about it. But nothing's happening. Kind of made me look bad, God. Don't lose your dream. I'll smack the fire out of you. Don't lose your dream. And then he put Joseph in my heart. I'm sure glad Joseph didn't give up his dream. He waited 13 years for his dream. Hello? Now stay with me. There's more. And by the way, the dream of Joseph is more than his brothers bowing down to him. That means nothing.
It's what the reason why they bowed down, because God put them in authority to save their lives. See, it wasn't the purpose of the dream wasn't for them to, for him to have a high that they were going to bow down. No, the dream was, hey, I'm going to make it where there's a circumstance where you're going to be in authority, so they're going to come down and bow, but you're going to save their lives. Hello? Real quickly, let's look at those 13 years and think about it. First of all, how old was he when he started? 17. Then look at Genesis 37, verse 18 and 19 and 20. He gets his brothers just hate him to death. You know, I got people hating me over this wanting to build out there. Oh, I get all kinds of letters and all kinds of stuff, people yelling at me. What's wrong with you? They don't have a dream, but I'm not gonna give up on my dream. I am not gonna lose my dream. See, Satan would want me to lose my dream. Don't, and by the way, some of you, I'm not even talking about the new building. Some of you used to have dreams for your family. Some of you used to have dreams for your life. Some of you used to have dreams to do something in the ministry. And you've lost it, and you know you've lost it. And God's telling me, like he told me a few weeks ago, get your dream back! Don't lose your dream! How many heard me? Don't lose your dream! 37, verse 18 through 20. And when they saw him, they saw Joseph coming afar off. Isn't it amazing how people, when they don't have the same dream, they kind of stay off from you? Birds of the feather flock together. I hate cliques. I don't ever want to have a church with cliques in it. Even before he came near unto them, they conspired. And that's what they do. Those cliques conspire. They do. Stay out of these church cliques, because there's no good in them. They're just talking bad about the man of God. They're talking bad about you. They're talking mad about the church. And they'll have their day before Christ. They conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, look at this. Behold, this dreamer cometh. Here he comes. Here comes that little fat preacher with his little dreams. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him. Oh, they'd love for me to be removed from here. So, but you know what it is, Eddie, when people don't want you? It's usually not that they don't really care about you that much. They're like what the Bible talks about, diotrephes. They want to have the preeminence. Can I tell you something? Somebody say, oh, Brother Mike, your preacher, he leads everything. I'm supposed to. Amen. I wonder if Moses led everything. I wonder if Elijah led everything. You know, God always raises up a man. But by the way, I've always circled people around me, because there's safety in a multitude of counselors. But the man of God has to lead. If you don't have a man that leads, you don't have a man of God. Did John the Baptist have people have a church vote and say, who should make the next decision? Hello? Did Jesus have a church vote? Can I make the next decision? I'm his ambassador. Hello? This is good stuff. I ain't got to my page yet. I'm amazed at people. And usually the people that are mad at you because they want to run it, and they're just mad you're running, and you won't let them. And that's the truth, folks. That really is the truth. And so, but watch out, because touch not my anointed. Do no harm to my prophet. And, notice in verse 20, they cast him, come let's slay him and cast him in a pit. So they throw Joseph in a pit. And why did they throw him in a pit? Because of his dream. Look up here. I want you to get this. When you get dreams sometimes, Mike, sometimes it causes trouble to have that dream. Are you with me? It's not all sunshine and roses when you have a dream. There are some pitfalls to them. How many are still with me? Look at the next verse, Genesis chapter 37, verse 27 and 28. Now he gets thrown from the pit. First he's despised, then he's thrown in a pit. Now he's sold off for bondage. Look at 37 verse 27 and 28. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. See that? How many see that? So they sold Joseph, if you see, for 20 pieces of silver, verse 28. And so, my land's all over a dream. You think, how many know Joseph, man, I got thrown in this pit just because I got a dream and told him that God told me something? Now they sold me off to be a slave just because I had that dream? Whew. Almost makes you afraid to have a dream. Quiet in here, isn't it? Look at the next verse. Look at Genesis, Joseph taken to Egypt. Genesis 39, verse 14. Potiphar makes him a servant. Mrs. Potiphar gets an eye for him. She tries to have him have sex, and he won't do it, and he runs, and he drops his coat and runs. She grabs his coat and makes a lie and said, this man tried to force himself on me. Liar, liar, pants on fire. But look at that. Look at verse 14. And she called unto the men of her house, spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in us a Hebrew unto mock us. He came unto me and lied with me, and I cried with a loud voice. You see that? Look at verse 20. And Joseph's master took him and put him in a prison. How many see verse 20? So, he's lied about. In 39:14, he's lied. In 39:20, he's thrown in jail. And by the way, he was innocent, and he was thrown in jail. How many see that? Then in Genesis 40, verse 23, remember he's in jail. Look at 40:23, he's in jail. He tells the butler his dream, and then tells the butler, don't forget me. Oh, I won't forget you. I won't forget you. Butler gets out. What happens? He forgot him. Look up here. Don't raise your hand, but how many times have we thought people forgot us? How many times have we thought God's forgot us? How many know what I'm talking about? I mean, there's times in your quest to go forward for God, Mark, you are better going to... there's been times we've just sat down and cried. God, I don't understand this. I'm doing exactly what you told me to do. God, I don't understand. I mean, I'm just doing what you said for me to do, and man, ever since I said it, nothing but bad's happened. Hello? Has anybody ever been there with me? Yet, did God give him that dream? He sure did. Now, stay with me. Then in Genesis 40:23, though, Joseph was forgotten. And but if you look at Genesis 41... In Genesis chapter 41, and look at verse 1. And it came to pass, and it always does, by the way, at the end of 2 full years, because that butler forgot him, Eddie, he spent 2 more years in that prison. After 2 full years, Pharaoh had a dream. And as you know the story, then all of a sudden the butler says, I remember there's a guy down there named Joseph that told me about my dream. I was supposed to tell you 2 years ago, but I forgot. Thanks a lot, butler. I'd like to take that birthday cake of Miss Grandma Sue's and throw it right in that butler's face. This is for you, butler. Stay with me. I want you to get this. I'm not just talking about our building. It's your lives. What I'm trying to tell you is we go through things in our life and we wonder, dear God, why is this happening? Sometimes you might wonder, dear God, we're going through this and I don't really understand why it's happening. Are you still with me? And then look at verse 39 of chapter 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God had showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, according unto thy word Shall all my people be ruled? Only in thy throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. How many see that? Pretty exciting, huh? So he goes from the pits, from slavery, from being lied about, from being in jail for over 2 years and being forgotten about. Are you still with me? How many are with me? And he's getting all this because he had that dream. How many believe God was in that dream? How many believe God was in all this? He was. You're right. Now watch. God can exalt us or humble us. God can give to us or God can take away. King Nebuchadnezzar is a perfect example. God took everything away from him. And let me read you in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 28. And all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon I have built for the house of thy kingdom, that by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? King, boy, don't ever forget, it's not mine, it's God's. And while the word was in his king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it's spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And he did. He lost the kingdom. He went out like an animal. You read the story. And then look down at verse 36. Verse 33 says he was like ate grass, like with the oxen. His body was wet with dew of heaven. In other words, he was a street person. How many see that? Hairs were grown like eagles. His nails like bird claws. Then Nebuchadnezzar, verse 34, lift up his mine eyes in heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him. That's who's got to be honored and praised. Now watch, for he liveth forever. Now drop down to verse 36. And at the same time my reason returned unto me for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and the brightness returned to me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and the excellence of my majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt, honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his judgments, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. What I'm trying to say is this. God can exalt us or he can humble us. But in King Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm going to do this as an illustration between Joseph and King Nebuchadnezzar. Joseph was humbled, but he didn't do anything against God. King Nebuchadnezzar deserved what he got. How many are still with me? Here's what I want you to see. Don't lose your dream because you have trials. Don't lose your dream because you have heartaches. Don't lose your dream because you have hardships. Joseph had a dream. Did he go through heartache? Did he go through hardships? Hello? There'll be a time where God will raise you back. There'll be a time when God makes that dream come to pass. See, what God showed me is don't lose your dream. Are you still with me? Now, stay with me. Let me just give you these statements of truth. God can do all things with our lives. Say that God can do all things with our lives. He can raise me up or bring me down. Was Joseph in the perfect will of God? I believe he was. Did he get knocked down? Was it his fault? No. So you say, well, God must not want me to have this dream. I dreamed this dream for me and my family, but everything's bad happening. Well, first of all, you can seek the Lord and make sure it was from God. But if you still have peace in your heart that you know it's from God, don't give up on it. By the way, a lot of times people say they get things from God and they just ate too many pickles and ice cream before they went to bed. Hello? I've had people tell me, God told me this, and I'd say, no, he didn't tell you that. First of all, a lot of times people tell me, and I'll say, here's why I know he didn't, because it goes contrary to the scripture. You can know this, if the Lord tells you something, he'll never go contrary to the scripture. And just because you're taken down doesn't mean God's judging you. He judged King Nebuchadnezzar because he was prideful. But he also, in a way, judged Joseph, but Joseph was innocent. What I'm saying is, Mark, God's going to try us. Look up here. Andrew, we're going to go through trials in our life. Are you with me? And bad things happen to good people. Look up here. You got to get this. A lot of people go through life, and Christians especially, they'll say, something will happen real bad to somebody. And they'll say, boy, they must have really did bad for God to do that to them. Cut your tongue out. You don't know what God's doing. What about Joseph? He loves God, walking with God. Gets thrown in a pit. Oh, they almost kill him. Sell him off. Hello? Boy, he must have... Then they put him in captivity. Then they put him in jail. Man, I don't know what... Can you imagine? I don't know what that Joseph did, but he must have been doing real bad for God to put the hurt to him that way. Hello? By the way, you see, Joseph waited 13 years for his dream come to pass. Aren't you glad he didn't give up on that dream? Stay with me. If it was Joseph's dream that prompted all the things that happened to him. He was in God's perfect will. So even when you're in God's perfect will, hardships can come, trials can come. Jail can come. All kinds of stuff can come. 13 years until that dream was fulfilled. Look at Genesis chapter 50. And look what he said to his brother in verse 19 and 20. And Joseph said unto them, I'm in Genesis 50, 19. Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. No matter what happens to you, when you got a dream, don't give up on that dream. And as long as you're in the place of God, that's all that matters. But as for you, your thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good, and to bring the pass as it was this day, to save much people. Look up here, David. If God wouldn't have had those boys, his brothers throw him in the pit, and he wouldn't have had him sold into slavery to the Ishmaelites and the Midianites, he would have never gotten Egypt. If he would have never gotten Egypt, he'd never been in Potiphar's house. If he'd never been in Potiphar's house, his wife could have never lied about him. If she wouldn't have lied about him, he wouldn't have been able to be thrown in jail. If he wouldn't have been thrown in jail, he could have never told that butler about his dream. And then if he wouldn't have told him his dream, the butler could have never told Pharaoh about him, and then he would have never been brought out to tell Pharaoh his dream. And by the way, that was the whole thing of it, because he said there's going to be a great famine for 7 years. Seven good years, seven bad years. And Joseph, literally, not that he saved Egypt, but what you got to understand is this, and this is why he went through all that. It wasn't them bowing down, even though that was a dream. There was a purpose behind them bowing down. God had to get Joseph in a place of authority where he could save his family. And sometimes things happen in our life. Sometimes God takes us in different places to make things happen for God's glory. Are you with me? Still, stay with me. I'm almost done. You see, his dream meant far more than his brothers bowing down, even though they didn't realize it at the time. I don't even think Joseph realized it at the time. I don't think Joseph actually knew it all. But he never gave up his dream. Now, I'm going to give you these three. I'm going to make these three statements, and we're going to close. Number one, I got three statements to you. Two more minutes. In closing, we're a lot closer than what you were, weren't you? And I mean this from my heart. If you don't have a dream, then you need to get one today. If you don't have a dream for 2009, if you don't have a dream what God wants to do with your life, what does God want you? What are you going? You think you're supposed to sit here and like float around? What does God want you to do? Well, I can't do a whole lot. Oh, yeah, you can. David's handicapped. He sends out all kinds of cards. He aggravates the rest of you. He's got a goal, don't you, David?
David aggravates me.
Yeah. Look at me. And I'm just playing with him. You know, I love David beyond measure. I'm proud to be your pastor.
Amen.
And I'm glad God sent you to Bethel.
Amen.
Glad to have you a member. Listen, Eddie and Jeannie, God's got a plan for your life. Mike and Belinda's got a plan for your life. And, you know, maybe things didn't go out 2008 like you wanted them to. If you don't have a dream for 2009, you need to get along with God and say, God, what do you want me to do with this year? Kelly, you need to get a dream. I mean that. You and Chuck need to have a dream for God. Diane, you need to have a dream for God. Every person, I don't care who you are, you need to have a dream for God. I mean that. You need to have a dream. God, what do you want for my life this year? I just want to go. I don't want to get to the end of 2009 and say, oh, what did I do? I don't know. I just wanted through 2009 like I did 2008. Get you a dream. God, what do you want of my life? God, what do you want me? How do you want me to lead my family? God, what do you want me? What do you want me? How do you want me to serve? Lord, what do you want me to do? Ask God. Get a goal. Get a dream. Get a vision. And then go after it. Go after it. Amen?
Amen.
Number two, if you had a dream, don't lose it. Some of you don't have one. You need to get one. Some of us, like preacher, God said, you shouldn't lose your dream. I'm going to revive my 2008 dream. Amen? You know, I thought about this. The lady at the well. No. The lady with the issue of blood. She had it for 12 years. How many think she ever dreamed of being healed? She kept going until that dream came to pass. I was thinking about that man in John chapter 5. Remember, he was 38 years old. And remember how the angel came down, stirred the water? Remember there, the pool in Jerusalem? How many are with me? The five pool? How many remember that? John chapter 5? And it says in verse 6 that he'd been here a long time. John 5, 6 says, Jesus said, I notice that you've been here for a long, long time. Many years. And the reason he was there for many years, Miss Katie, is because he was waiting. He had a dream. He had a goal. He had a desire that when that angel would come down and stir that water, he'd be the one to step in the water and get healed. And every year he had that dream, but every year somebody jumped in front of him. But he didn't give up on his dream. And one day Jesus came. And Jesus made his dream come true. By the way, that's who makes our dreams come true. I was telling the man, it's just like God to bankrupt the whole country. And then we'll go out there because God will say, now nobody can get the credit but me. Him. I'll do it when you have nothing. Don't give up on your dream. I'm not giving up on that dream, Lizzie. And we're going to live to see it. Carl, we're going to live to see it. Satan was filling my mind. Oh, the younger kids will see it. Do what you can. Just hope someday they'll get to see it. No, we're going to see it. I almost let Satan take that from me. You see, what goes on out there has the world can collapse. God can, he owns everything. How many are still with me? Whatever, I don't know what your dream is. Don't let the worldly things make your mind think that your dream can't come true, because they're not in control anyways. God is. Are you with me? And lastly, and I'm all done. When you have, by the way, do you have a dream about going to heaven? If you're here and you never trusted Christ as your Savior, you need to get a dream to go to heaven. And that dream can come true today just by coming down and asking Christ to save you.
Amen.
That's a great dream. I talked to a man out here in our parking lot, was plowing our ground. I ran him out of Sprite and some cookies, and he got out of the truck. He said, I just need to stretch my leg. I've been doing this for 14 straight hours. And he said, boy, I appreciate that Sprite. And I said, by the way, do you know if you die, if you go to heaven? Kind of Spriting it up a little bit, you know. Make him your friend before you try to preach to him. He said, I hope I can. Hope I will. I said, it's got nothing to do with hope. You got to personally invite Christ in your heart as your Savior. I talked to him a little bit, and I said, that little piece of paper, that track I gave you, I said, I want you to take that track today, and I want you to read that and think about it. I'll talk to you later. He said, I'll do it. You might be here, and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. And you say, boy, I'd love to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. That's a dream that can come true. All you got to get down here and say, dear God, I need Christ to save me so I can go to heaven when I die. That dream can come true right today. You ain't got to wait 13 years for that. Some of you have gave up, you had dreams, and you say, well, it's not going to happen. It's been 2 or 3 years or 4 or 5 years or 7 years. You've given up. It took Joseph 13 years before he got his dream. Some of you are giving up on dreams, and you've only been 1 or 2 years or 6 months. Hello? Hello? I'm glad Joseph didn't give up. Lastly, number one, if you don't have a dream, get a dream. Number two, if you have a dream of 2008, don't lose it. Don't lose your dream. Don't let the world steal it from you. And number three, and lastly, I'm all done. When you get a dream and you know it's from God, tell somebody about it. Is this something about when God tells you something, you need to tell people? It kind of makes a commitment, Mike. It kind of makes a stand. When I came to Bethel, I told you God called me here. I told you I was in that preaching meeting in Holland, Ohio, there in Toledo, and I heard a man said, I said, I'm looking for a pastorate, and he said, there's a church in Ravenna, Ohio. Yeah, I called it, and I went home and told Rosie, I said, there's a church. I said, God, the Holy Spirit just pricked my heart. I said, pack your bags. We're going to Ravenna, Ohio. And I'm getting my road atlas, and I'm going to look where Ravenna Tire is. And I got that road atlas out. I said, here it is. It's 40 miles south of Cleveland, 18 miles east of Akron. I said, we're going to that little town called Ravenna. I called it Ravenna then. But God told me, I knew from a fact. See, when you get something from God, don't be afraid to share it. Last year, Bobby, I stood up and I told you a bunch of goals that I really thought that I really believed God told me. And most of you that were here that back in last January, you heard me say many of those goals. And I think almost all of them have been fulfilled. Not because of me. I just told you what God told me. It's because the whole church got excited about Christ and we started serving Him. Are you with me, church? When you get a dream and you know for sure it's from God. That's why preacher boys, when they surrender to preach, you always tell them, go forward and tell the church, I've surrendered to preach. Otherwise, you back down from it. See, when you really know something from God, you can make a commitment. And as you did say, Tommy, I heard you. Once you get that dream, so then you start committed and you start working towards it. What are you working for? Do you have a reason to wake up for tomorrow morning? Do you have a dream? Do you have a goal? Do you have something that God's given to you that He wants you to do this year? I mean, do you know for sure what God wants for you? You ought to get it. You ought to get it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for the time we've had. And I pray with all my heart people will get a dream today. And Father, those that had dreams in 2008 and they've given up on them, Lord, they've given up on those dreams. I pray that you'd squeeze him from heaven like you squeezed me and said, don't give up on that dream. That dream's real. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Joseph never gave up on his dream. The lady with the issue of blood never gave up on her dream to get well. The man that was 38 years old that had that infirmity waiting to be put in that water, he never gave up on his dream. He'd been there a long time. Yet he never, even though the years had passed, he had never gave up. Today, God told me to tell you, don't lose your dream. Some of you got dreams I didn't know about. But as I preach, God spoke to you. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have given up on some of those dreams you had. And you'd say, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. As you preach today, God spoke to me. I used to have a dream and I gave up on it. I'm going to get that dream back for God. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Who'd say that? Yes. Get that dream. Don't lose the dream. Don't lose your dream. Don't lose that dream. I'm glad Joseph, even after he'd only waited 13 years, he never lost his dream. Keep going. Keep dreaming. Keep going forward. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lose that dream. And Joseph dreamed a dream. Get you a dream from God. And don't give it up. Once you know it's from God, don't give it up. Don't lose that dream. Don't lose that dream. Maybe here then you say, Preacher, I've been dreaming that if I died, I know for sure I'd go to heaven. Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I'd sure like to know. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Raise your hand. Pray for me. I'd like to have that dream fulfilled. I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Pray for me. Some of you need to come. Those are going to be baptized. Come forward right now. All they're going to be baptized, come forward. Please come right now. I know you have several. If you've been saved, you want to be baptized, you come. That's right, just come. Pastor Dave, you're going to need to come up here and be on the platform with me. How many with their heads bowed and their eyes closed? How many say, Preacher, I don't have a dream. I need a dream for 2009. Would you pray for me? Who'd say that? Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, God bless you. Get a hold of the horns of God. Get a hold of the horns of God. Say, God, I'm not going to leave till you tell me what you want. I'm going to get that dream. I'm going to get that dream. God, what do you want from me in 2009? What do you want, really? God, what do you want in my life in 2009? I'm going to give it to you. Give me the dream. Give me the dream like Joseph. Show me what you want. And then give me the fortitude to stand for it and stay for it, no matter what happens, to see that dream come true. Joseph had a dream. You need to get a dream. You need to get a dream today. Get a dream for you. Get a dream for your children. Get a dream for your church. Get a dream for people being saved. Father, I know you reached down and gave me this message a few weeks ago. Thank you for helping me, Father. And I'm going to say this in front of the whole church. Forgive me. Because I really gave up on a dream. And that's not like me, Lord. I'm not a quitter. I've always been a fighter. Lord, I promise you, I'm going to give it everything we have. I am going to see that church built out there, despite all the naysayers, despite the country collapsing. And we're going to give you the glory. Joseph waited 13 years. If Joseph can wait 13 years, I can wait a little longer. God, I'm not going to lose that dream. I promise you, I'm not going to lose that dream. Help my people to have their dreams. Lord, I remember I dreamed about a school. And many years went by, but that dream, all those years for that Christian school, now it's here. Waited a long time for that Christian school. I dreamed about it for many years. Now it's a reality. And one day you're going to answer that dream out there in Infirmary Road. We'll be on that 30 acres of land out there. I won't have to worry about people having nowhere to park. Won't have to worry about rooms, running out of room. Lord, we won't have to worry about paying the bill because you're going to pay it in full. We're not going to borrow 1 cent. Because I know you told me that. You told me not to borrow, that you would supply. You're the Jehovah Jireh. I'm going to trust you. It could not be more bleaker for America and a building program in 2009. And yet I've got more optimism in 2009 now because of that dream, because you reaffirming that dream in my heart. I've got more excitement for 2009 than I've ever had. Pray you'll bless my people. We ask these things in Christ. And Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you, Holy Ghost of God, go up and down these aisles. If there's someone that doesn't know you as Savior, convict their heart, bring them to Christ. I pray in Christ's name, amen. Let's stand. What page are we on, Brother Mark?